car search is getting really, really, really hard.
For what? For the daily?
Well, not for daily. The daily, whatever. I don't even care about the daily. But, like, the problem is right now, you know how car prices are dropping?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't help myself because I'm watching all these people that basically have left their price super high on some of these cars for a long time. And now they're like, oh, but they don't sell for, like, more than this. So they're, like, slowly bringing their cars down. And, like, now some cars are coming down by 5, 10, 15, 20 grand. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
now I want to jump on it.
Yeah. And the problem is that I start looking at these cars and, like, I can't help myself because now I randomly am starting to see deals on a whole bunch of things. I don't know where, like, to draw the line. How do I get one?
So that's probably always the toughest part is finding it.
I know. It's like, so, and then, like, then I got to thinking, like some of these cars, like, when you see the trim packages that are up there, you know what's funny to me? It's like, some of these, the trim packages you'll see, and let's say the car, you know, a good example would be an STI, okay. Right? So that's an example to me where, I feel like I got a little mic droop going on. What do you think? A little mic droop? Anyhow. But that's an example to me, like, where you take an STI versus a WRX,
mm-hmm.
right? You can get into a WRX way more cost efficiently than an STI.
Yeah, but, like, think about it this way. How much cost efficient can you really get between, like, let's think, what year STI are we talking about? Is it 2016? Well, all right,
I guess I probably should finish my thought before we dive into it. But my thought process here is,
mm-hmm.
you know, can you essentially build, you know, a better, like, for the difference of price, let's say it ends up being, you know, $12,000-$13,000 MSRP difference. And we're working with MSRP because you can't go by markups in these stupid
for sure.
idiots.
Totally.
By the way, shout out to all the dealers out there. Get rid of your markups. Selfish idiots.
They really are. It's getting a little ridiculous on those markups. But you want to know something? It's hurting them as well because there's people that are like, I'm
willing
not
willing to buy, but I'm not going to pay over MSRP.
Exactly.
Do you know how many times? Like, I'm in the new Lexus GX 550.
Yep.
So I'm in the group, one of these big Facebook groups, and surprisingly, the group is getting really big.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people talking about when they receive the cars, their first things, the whole thing. And I really like that truck. I think it's good looking.
They did a good job with that.
But they're, I guess, plagued with issues right now.
Of course.
Okay, first year, right?
It's always the first gens.
So what ends up happening is, like, these people, there's so many people in there that are like, oh, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, I went to my thing. Like, I'm not going to spend $5,000 in a markup. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. The car's already as expensive. You know, truck is already more expensive than it should be. You know, or you know what they're saying.
Yeah.
So there's this one dealer in there killing the scene because what he's doing is he's basically saying, hey, I got these trucks coming. Here's the MSRP. Here's what we'll sell them for. Let me know if you want one.
Just jumping in.
And it's like sold, 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 sold.
That's it. All you need is that one dealership to be cool with and to work with you on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, these idiots out there. Anyhow, so the whole point that gets me here is that we're working with MSRPs, right? Mm-hmm. You go back to this whole thing. Let's talk about a WRX versus an STI, okay? Now let's go down the pike a little bit and go, I don't know, like into the 15 to 17 gen.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if that's the gen, but you know what I mean.
I know.
In that age bracket.
Yeah.
So, like, you could have bought that car. Let's say you could have bought an STI for, let's say, $36,000-$37,000-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MSRP?
Yeah, I agree. Right.
And you could probably get a WRX back then for about $24,000 to $26,000, depending on what the options were.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
I say that because my brother had a WRX in 17.
Okay.
And when he bought that car, or when he got that car, he paid about he got some good incentives, like $24,800 for the WRX.
All right. That's actually not bad. That's a solid price.
Yeah, back then it was fine. So you get this car, and now you're looking at the two different cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a WRX comes with about 270 horsepower, is what they say.
Roughly, yeah.
And an STI clearly comes with, I think, like, just north of 300 horsepower.
Yeah, I think it's about 305, 310, somewhere around right. there.
So, max through the specs up anyway.
Oh, perfect.
So, all right. So yeah, I mean, we're right there. 268 versus 305. And then you start looking at the MSRP, and you're like, all right, well, there's like what? I guess on this example, let's just say there's $10,000 difference. Because okay. I want to make sure that we're we're having the right conversation, okay? Plus, I also remember a lot of the STIs, there really wasn't, you really weren't getting those cars for under 38. But that's my own memory. So, but let's say $10,000, $12,000 is the difference. The question is, can you take a WRX off the lot and build something that's, I don't want to say better than an STI, because they're not the same car.
Yeah.
But can you build something for that same 10 grand that maybe would exceed the taste or the handling or the power? Can you make as good of a car as an STI is
with the difference
difference in price between the two cars?
I think you can, but you're always going to have, for me personally, it's always going to be that if you have an STI, you're never going to say, oh, I wish I got the WRX. Okay. But if you have your WRX, you're always going to be like, I wish I got the STI. I wish I just paid that little bit more to get it.
Well,
for the extra, for it all comes down, of course, with certain cars. Like for this example, personally, I think I would have just jumped on the STI bandwagon.
But you would agree that a $30 on back in the day, mm-hmm. I used to use always that $30 per thousand.
Yeah,
right?
$30 a month.
So if you So if you had $12,000 more of a car,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, think about how much more you're paying. Your payment's hundreds of dollars more per month. So true, I guess what I'm saying is, like, in theory, if you can't afford the payment of an STI or there's not a lot of allocation there, could you potentially be in a situation where you could get your WRX and put that money into it and end up having a just as good of a car as you would have gotten off the lot with an
STI. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
That's where I'm stuck with a lot of the car purchases that I'm looking at right now. I just feel like there's a big difference between, you know, some of these cars when you want to go and you want to get, let's say, you know, a BMW 440 versus a BMW M4.
That's a big price jump, though.
But that's what I mean.
That's like the massive price jump where, like, a 440.
Same thing with the M. Like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, you think about the when they had the 335s and then the M3s.
Mm-hmm. And the 335, you could push a lot more power out of than an M3.
Well, I don't whether you could or you couldn't is maybe slightly beyond the scope of kind of what I'm thinking. But like, what I'm thinking is out of the box.
Out of the box price difference, yeah.
Massive. Like, and so you start thinking about, you know, like, let's say a 335 back.
What was that?
The 2012-ish.
E92 era.
Yeah, okay. E92, even right out. Yeah, okay. So, like, you get into that area and it's like, all right, I can buy this car, let's say, for, I don't know, 45 grand, 50 grand.
Oh, perfect. Well,
max, cut with the quick fingers.
Love it.
So yeah, so like 2012, 3035, you can get it for, let's say, 43 grand. And then the M3 on paper is 65, right? So the question is now, for $22,000 more, can you take that 335 and make just as good of a car as an M3?
I think you can, 100% you can. But again, you fall into that.
Listen, we have to tune out the obvious.
Of course.
Because there is no doubt, and I